Ch-ch-ch-changes at the post office. We're getting lots of calls about the different ways to put your mail on hold. You cannot put mail on hold for an address you no longer live at. Keep that in mind when you're moving. Also, the change of addresses. I'm just going to give you some advice. If you're going to move, start working on your change of address as soon as you can. Why? Because once you put it in, there's something that is sent to your old address that you're going to need. That's all I'm going to say for that. And if for some reason you're not able to get mail that has accumulated inside your old mailbox or at the post office. I mean, first of all, you can write a permission slip for someone to pick up your held mail. So if you do, the change of address seems the quickest, easiest way is to do it online and using your cell phone for verification. And you have to keep notice of any directions you're being sent. Hopefully you're getting your letter mail just fine and there's not a criminal that's competing for your mailbox contents at either end. Many of the master keys have been duplicated, and of course if you look on YouTube you see all these carriers being robbed and master keys copied on 3D printers, etc. Anyway, so there is a code that comes through the mail to you. So you do want to ensure that you get that. But the easiest way would be just to do it. It seems it's easier if you already do have an account with USPS.com. So good luck with that. And again, earlier is better. And then also holds. If you're having a hard time putting your mail on hold, just call in to 1-800-ASK-USPS.com. You call in and you just give us the information that you want. And we just take it as fact, put it in our system, and put your mail on hold. Now remember, you cannot put mail on hold for an address that you no longer live at or that you never lived at. Okay? So just a few little tidbits of the changes. Now, what I suggest is if you just want to get mail or if the local post offices are the ones that handle your mail. So I always just tell people, have you ever, how does the post office know that you're there? You just started ordering packages and giving your new address out? I said, why don't you just stop into the post office, tell them you'd like to fill out the form in black and white, list all the people, all the people that have moved in or whatever, stop in with your picture ID and your lease or rental agreement and I call it establish mail service. And then at the old address, if you're not going to do a change of address, then you can put your mail on hold and set it up where you or someone that you arrange to, you write a permission slip for someone to pick up the held mail. Now, there is something called premium forwarding service. So lots of people are saying I moved states away and they want their change of address to work that hasn't worked after they visited this post office and that post office. So you can sign up for premium forwarding service. And there's a fee to that, PFS. And that is where every Wednesday, the local post office where your mail accumulates, gathers it and sends it out in a priority box every Wednesday. So I believe I'm going to start I'm going to start suggesting that for backup. There is nothing like losing your mail. Not getting all your mail. If it's not returned to sender, where is it? It's scary. There is a lot of identity theft going on. Again, in a previous podcast, I, as a former letter carrier, emptied 5 collection boxes in a row, and when they were all empty, not one letter after a 3-day holiday. I knew somebody had a copy of the key in that zip code, and I reported it over 10 years ago, and just recently spoke to someone from one of those zip codes that had her identity washed by putting an outgoing bill payment in a locked outgoing mail slot. So be careful out there. And you can or should contact your local politician. Start with council members, mayors, and require USPS to provide a list of zip codes that have been compromised. Why order something if it's just going to get stolen? And Hawaii politicians, if you can require USPS personnel recite what should be on the receipts for anything deemed hazardous, i.e. laptops going from the mainland to Hawaii. Same thing, Florida going to Puerto Rico. It's not 5-day expected delivery date if it winds up on a barge, which takes 4 to 6 weeks. Come on, we could do better. Louis DeJoy, LDJ, Global Strategies. Dominic versus Louis DeJoy. Look up the postmaster's prior business. New Breed Logistics, put in Ireland, Belfast, C-Series, Bombardiers, Jet Delivery, 2008. New Breed awarded Jet Delivery an award. And that's the same year that all of our special delivery unit expresses, the volume just fell. And who got all of our same, our express mail? I put in the, I was able to deliver same day a few times. And so who got that business? Well, the writing's on the wall. The dismantling has been going on for decades. The USPS is permeated with these people that DeJoy has arranged to volunteer. How does an employee volunteer during the regular scheduled workday? Are they giving up their regular assignments to advertise the post office? Yes, we need incoming money. How are we going to pay all of DeJoy's friends' salaries? DeJoy, just like his wife, both of them had FBI probes for, well, look at his wife, Aldona was Vuz, W-O-S. And she moved troops for President Bush in 2005. There's a picture of the DeJoys and former President Bush arriving in Estonia, where she was an ambassador. Now, Estonia is one of the countries that does not have any, very little government interference in business. It's great if you're a startup. You could become an e-resident and start your e-commerce without stepping into the country. All the digital people, oh, geez. DeJoy's son, Andrew, before I opened my big mouth, you were able to listen to all of his financial speeches about bubbles and money. Was he giving the plan? I mean, there's how many subscribers on his YouTube, but nobody actually comments on his videos. And who's in charge of this? What is it? I keep thinking No Lies. No Labels. No Labels? Is that are the DeJoys behind that? Pat McCrory is the one that hired Aldona Vuz at the Department of Human Services to overhaul the Medicaid program, where she mismailed 49,000 children's medical ID cards. So Pat McCrory and the DeJoys, are they behind the No Labels? Be careful, people. Watch where you pledge your allegiance. The post office. Look what's happening. Look what DeJoy has done for the going on 4 years. He's ignore the humans. Look at all, just look at the 5-minute clips. If you put in the word rep, as in representative, and DeJoy on YouTube, you will see all of the Congress people bringing forth all the human atrocities that are happening. People not getting their meds, things being stolen, there's no coverage, losing money. Now the rates have increased, and of course now FedEx increased their rates, and that's how no one is going to be able to, poor people are not going to be able to even send a letter to each other if this keeps happening. The reason why we have advertising is to keep first-class letters very inexpensive and affordable for everyone. And just increasing and increasing. And look at LDJ Global Strategies. Boy, Louis must be hurting with all the office spaces, everybody working at home, all the business, all the commercial real estate. And he's also into logistics. Oh, and trucking. That's what New Breed, his father's business, New Breed Trucking. That's how it started. The trucking industry is going crazy. These truckers, these guys, these people learn how to drive a truck, bought a brand new truck, and then their contracts were pulled from them. DeJoy is now utilizing the workforce. People are scurrying all over the place to keep their jobs. They're being sent out to work in hurricanes. They will do anything to keep their job. And when I was a carrier, I was the first person to try and work in another office. And someone complained and there was a grievance and it was not allowed. Can you believe that? And now it's like you are required. Remember the girl that hung herself in the back of the postal vehicle? Oh, it wasn't work-related? Well, you know what? You send somebody to a brand new city that doesn't know the route, that just adds a little stress onto their day, no matter what's going on in their life. And I want to give my coworkers a little heads up, which I realized myself, you're dropping like flies out there. So the roads and the asphalt are probably not made up of what they were made up of years ago. So that's from the ground up. You have the sun baking like it never has before. So I was a carrier and it was a few times something, you know, it would be over 100 degrees around the country. And now it's like mostly 100 degrees. So of course, hydrate. And I'm hearing some offices skip that stand up about hydration and heat exposure. And if you start getting confused, which I got confused every day being sent out on a different route every day. But if you get confused and you start sweating, you know, look at and you get the chills and all that, you are maybe exposed to heat. Now, keep in mind medication. The medications are different. I just started taking high blood pressure. And I remember when I was first issued it back in April, I was told avoid sunlight. Now, it wasn't direct sunlight. I'm like, am I supposed to live like a mole? Now, what if I was still carrying mail and I was on this high blood pressure? So employees, please, coworkers, please look at your meds if you're working in the elements. One last thing, you know, I was saying maybe the vehicles should be hybrid. We could just get the corporate fleets, inherit them, save a whole lot of money. They already have the infrastructure. It would save us in case our people are stranded. Well, in my mind, you know, during the Buffalo blizzard where the post offices weren't even listed as closed, imagine being stranded with and having a frozen electric battery. How are you going to get back to home base? A hybrid would have enough gas to do that. But what we're learning from the hurricanes and the weather and the storms in Florida is the salt water on these electric batteries, while they sit in the sun and dry out later and everything, I guess they implode and they, you know. So why are we putting all of our eggs in one basket? I mean, they were working on my electricity in the middle of a meeting with my manager. Yes, I'm back to work. And all of a sudden, everything goes off. My phones weren't charged. I'm like, I am sitting here not knowing what is going on. I can't imagine what it was like in Lahaina if the power goes out and you don't know anything and then you smell smoke and see it, of course. But anyway, I'm going to log off now, and USPS.com is the post office website. Read up on change of address and premium forwarding service and hold mail if you'd like to be able to do everything yourself online with your account. Now, one last thing, you know about the breach. That when you move in somewhere, it could be that the previous people are still getting the informed delivery, especially if they don't do a change of address and they were signed up. And we know that's going on during when the COVID checks, stimulus checks were sent out. Everybody that was still getting their informed delivery on their old address called up, oh, we want, please hold the stimulus check and we'll come pick it up. And of course, when you ask more questions, how do you know it's out for delivery today? You find out people have not unsubscribed. Now, I've asked someone to look at their bottom of the informed delivery. Usually there's an unsubscribe button. She said that there wasn't. And then I said, go on to your dashboard. And, you know, I can't make somebody unsubscribe, but that is, you're looking at the contents of somebody else's mailbox. For instance, the billionaire that loses his shirt and he moves out, he doesn't want to change his address. He doesn't want the creditors to know where he's going because he's going to declare bankruptcy or whatever. Well, when he moves out and he still gets his informed delivery, he's seeing the next billionaire's contents, and not contents, contacts, the name of the retirement system or stocks or finance, the banks and their name and all of this stuff. So the breach just got bigger. I thought I'd add that. And what's hilarious is the DeJoys are part of IWP.edu, Institute of World Politics, where they teach about cyber security, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what's even funnier is, and I tell people this when they call back about their passport. I got my passport. Where are my documents? I go, when you call the Department of State, why don't you ask them why they are sending out life's most important documents, i.e. your birth certificate and your most important documents, regular mail without a tracking number? How is that secure? And this is the U.S. Department of State that sends out the passports with the tracking number. But none of this makes sense. Doesn't make sense when you go into the post office and you're changing your address and you only show them one address. I say, bring in all your documents. Everybody knows their old address. Imagine making or having a clerk input the wrong new address, which exists, then somebody else is going to start getting all your mail. It's very important that you look at it and double check your addresses, the old and the new. And if you ever make a mistake and put in a family change of address and it's supposed to be individual, just cancel it and do it individual. Don't do an opposite one the other way so your mail goes in circles. Anyway, I said goodbye 10 minutes ago, and I really mean it this time. See ya. This is Carrie from TPS Radio. TPS, the Postal Service, formerly the Prime Spot.